Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is daf Samach. We're holding really on the middle of Nun Testament Beis. I just wanted to speak for a few minutes about the halacha of Mizbeach Shenifgam. We have the halacha of Rav, Mizbeach Shenifgam, Mizbeach which was notched. I think that's the way we can describe it. A chunk was taken out of it. The rule is, all of the kachim that were slaughtered at that time are pasul. Those are the words of Rav. Now right away, the Karen Oira here has a piece that he questions what Rav is coming to say. You can learn it in two ways. And I'm just going to paraphrase the Karen Oira and then we can delve into it a little bit. Just again, the Karen Oira gives us a little taste of what the, you know, the depth of the sugya is. So, he says like this, he says, is the pshat in Rav that it's a psul in the zrika or a psul in the shechita? Now what does he mean? He says, you can learn, the Rav is saying a new aloha, that if an animal is shechted, a carbon is shechted, while the mizbeach is nifgam, while it's damaged, it's a psul in the shechita. Shechita has a din of being a shechita psul. It's not good for carbonus, shechita psul. Or he says, Rav is saying, because the Mizbeach was damaged, you can't do a Zrika on the Mizbeach, and therefore the carbon that was at that time, around at that time, can't have a Zrika. It has a din of Dichui. And since it's Nitche, if you shecht it at that time, it's going to be a possible carbon, because it was Nitche. And what's the Chiddush of Rav, arguing in Rabbi Yochanan? Rav holds that if you didn't shecht it, there is no dichoy, because he holds either it's dichoy meikaro or ein balei chayim nidachin. And then Rabbi Yochanan later on says, even if it wasn't shechted yet, it's still going to have a problem of dichoy. And that is the din of Rav. So the tut stadim of the Karen Oira is the din of Rav telling us that the shechita is a shechita psula, or is it because of the zrika and therefore the carbon can't become kosher? What's an achkamina? Karen Oira says, let's say, interesting scenario, let's say the animal was shechted one simen, okay? So the Karen Oira says, you shechted one simen, you're still in the middle of a shechita, okay? You know, you need a shech to simonim, kana veshet. You're still in the middle of the shechita, but kana veshet. And you're still in the middle of the shechita, and however, the behemoth is still alive. So he says, if you hold that the reasoning of Rav is because it's a problem in the shechita, you shechted the shechita while it was nifgam. And then what happened afterwards, the Karen Oira says, the mizbeach was fixed by the time you shechted the second simon. So you had a speedy job take place there. While you're in the middle of the shechita simon echad, the mizbeach was nifgam at that point. And then it was fixed by the time you shechted the second simon. So if you say the psul is a psul in a shechita, so you added a psul in a shechita. While one simon of the carbon was shechted, you had a mizbeach shenifgam. However, it was still alive. And if Rav holds balei chayim eina nidachin, there wouldn't be a din of dichui, because by the time it was dead, the mizbeach was fixed. This is the Karen Oira's clear. Now, it's come out mefurish in the Gemara that the Machoikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is a din and dichui. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan holds whether it was shechted or it was not shechted, the behemo that's around when the Mizbeach was nifkam is going to be possible because he holds balechayim nidachin. Okay? Rav holds ein balechayim nidachin, and therefore it has to have been shechted for there to have been a din of dichui. I mean, you can't get more explicit than that, that it's a din in, the problem is a problem of dichui. This is the Karen Oira, basically his cheshvan. Now the question is, if you learn that it's a psul of dichui, what is Rav coming to say? We know, like Tosfos says later on, that a mizbeach shenifgam, the mizbeach is not kosher for zrika. It has to be square. So what is Rav saying? That when something is not roi for something else, is a din of dichui? And then Rabbi Yochanan says, there is a din of dichoy even when it's alive. Even when it's not shechted, there is a din of dichoy because balei chayim are nidachon. So we have a machlokes here, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if there's a din balei chayim nidachon or not. And Rav is saying that there's a problem of dichoy when they're not balei chayim. That's not what Rav is saying. Rav is saying a new din, that a mizbeach shenifkam creates something. If this is a pshan of machlokes, that is a regular question if there's dichoy or not. No? So what's going on over here? So, firstly, let's just look at the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, Halacha Chof Beis, says off the Rambam says, Mizbeach Shenifgam Nifsalu, Kol HaKotchim Shehoyu Sham Shchutin, B'Mikdash, Shadayin L'Nisrach Damam. The Rambam says, the Mizbeach was damaged, all of the Kotchim that were slaughtered at that time are possible. Because as long as the dam wasn't Nizrak, of course, otherwise they were kosher already. But the ones that are around at the time of Be'ech Shenifgam, they are apostle. Zakti Rambam, Sharei ein sham mizbeach, Lizrak alav. There's no mizbeach to do a shechita, to do a zrika. V'nema, v'zavachto l'avis alisech v'yashlam echa klamer tizbach v'hoemet kitiknoi loy pogum. And the Torah says, "V'zavachta l'vesalasecha v'yeshlamecha, klaymar tizbach v'hu oimid kitiknoi loy pogum." And the Torah says that you have to do a zvicha when the mizbeach is in its proper setting and not when it's damaged. So the Keren Ayah really has a problem with this Rambam. The Rambam sort of starts off saying that it's a psul nizrika, because as long as it was shechted at that time and there was no zrika, the mizbeach is a problem because there's no mizbeach to do zrika on. But then the Rambam says the pasuk saying that there's a psul in the shechita when the mizbeach was pogum. So the Rambam really is unclear what his opinion is. Now, just to explain the Gemara a bit about what I was asking before, that if it's just a regular din of dichoy, it really doesn't make any sense. Because it's a regular machlekes and dichoy. I think the pshat is that, let's say 100%, the fact that the mizbeach is not square, there's a problem. There's a problem in the fact that the mizbeach is not square. So what does that mean? It means I can't do a zrika because practically I don't have a mizbeach. Would that create a din of dichoy? It really is able to have a zrika. It really is able to have a zrika, right? It's just that, practically speaking, I can't do the zrika. There's no din saying I can't do the zrika. It's the fact that I don't have a mizbeach. Does that make it that there's a din dichoy or not? Ken zayin, that wouldn't create a dichoy. It's because mizbeach shenifgam is posel, because there's a paslus. The Torah is saying, luyitzuyer. Let me give you an example. Let's say you'd have a mizbeach that was complete and you had revua, but it wasn't revua. It was nifgam. It's not possible such a thing. This is oxymoron. The point I'm making is that if you would have a mizbeach with a paslus, then that's what creates a dichoy. So what the Torah is saying is that it's not just the fact that you don't have a mizbeach because it's not square. That we know already. But that wouldn't create a dichoy, because practically speaking, I can't do a zrika without a mizbeach. But now that there's a paslus, Zok the Rambam, the Torah says, "V'zavachta olav es leilasecha v'yeshlamecha kolemar tizbach v'hu oimid kitiknoi." The Torah is saying that there's a lack, there's a paslus in the mizbeach when you do a shechita at the time that the mizbeach can't have a zrika on it. That's a paslus. That creates it. That's what creates really the machlekes is of the balei chayim nidachim or not, like the Gemara says later on. That is the pshat in the machlekes. But Rav is saying a chiddush. The mizbeach shenifgam has a psul, and therefore, so it's really one svara, and therefore creates a dichoy. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara here, based off of this Rambam. Okay. What's that? Yeah, right. Very good. It's halacha psul hamikdashim. The Rambam. Yeah. It's in psul hamikdashim. This is the psul. One of the psul hamikdashim. Yeah, so you look through the Keren Ayah, it's very, it's a beautiful piece. And there's also one of the Keren Oiras that I looked at has notes on the bottom that are also very nice. And Pashtus, this is what's going back and forth and what he's saying. I'm not saying any chidushim, just the way I understood it over here, just to say again, Pashtus Pshat and Gemara. That's maybe the Pshat. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara over here. We're in the middle of Nun Tes on the Beis. Let's see if I missed anything. All right, so far we have Machlekes Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. We're going to have a Machlekes in four different things, in Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. So the first Machlekes we have over here is, what is going on when Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash? Wait. So it says that in the Pasuk, let's just do a little summary here, that it says on that day, the inauguration of Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech sanctified it, and he sanctified the Toich HaChatzar, because the Mizbeach and the Choshes was too small. Those are the words of the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda translates it literally. The Mizbeach and the Choshes, now important to mention here in Pshat, I apologize if I didn't give enough attention to what Jonathan and Arya were saying during the shiur. I was a little bit, just my head was not, can't understand everything that everyone says all the time, whatever. But he was saying, the Torah said, I mean, the Pasuk says, Mizbeach and Achoshes. What's a Mizbeach and Achoshes? Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda learns, the Pasuk is saying, that since Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach was too small, based on the math, like he says, therefore, Shlomo HaMelech had to be Mekadosh the Ritzpah to add more room to do the Karbanos. What do you mean? Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach is not called Mizbeach Nechoshes, it's Mizbeach Avonim. So how can he learn the Pasuk that way? The answer is that the Torah is using a moniker, like you said, that the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech was the replacement of the Mizbeach Nechoshes, that essentially that's what its function was. It was a Mizbeach Achitzim. It was a Mizbeach for... You're ahead of me. I don't know. Okay.
No, he's correct. In Shiloh, yes, but in Novin Givon they used Moshe's old Mizbeach.
Right, that was temporary, but Shiloh was more permanent.
That's 50 odd years, and that's where he was coming off.
They built a whole foundation for the Mishkan.
That's a big thing. Mr. Sham, yeah. Shiloh, yeah. Okay, so just to explain, that's what Yehuda is saying. The Mizbeach of Shlomo, which was called the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, but it really wasn't, it was just a replacement of it, was too small, and therefore the Mekadosh the Ritzpah. Okay? So, and then Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech was big enough, and they weren't Mekadosh the Ritzpah. That's Machlekes number one. Were they Mekadosh the Ritzpah or not? Machlekes number one. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they were Mekadosh the Ritzpah as a Mizbeach, or Shlomo HaMelech. Whatever. Rabbi Yossi says that they weren't Mekadosh, or Shlomo wasn't Mekadosh the Ritzpah, because they didn't need to do that. So that's Machlekes number one. Machlekes number two is the dimensions of the Mizbeach and Nechoshes. No, we're going to get there. We'll see. Gemara's going to ask that question. I'm just going to get up to where we're... Where did we get up to yesterday? We're up to Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're up to. Okay, so Machlekes number two was the dimensions of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes in two parts to the Machlekes, really. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was 10 by 10. it says it was 5 amas wide, 5 amas long. That's measuring from the middle. Center point. Okay, that's, and Rabbi Yossi holds, no, the width, the dimensions of the Mizbeach, horizontally, was 5 by 5, as the Pasuk says. So that's Machlekes number 2. Machlekes number 3, which is really an offshoot of that Machlekes, of Machlekes number 2, is the height of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the height of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was 3 amas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Shlesh Amos Kaimasoi. 3 amas high. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, Rabbi Yossi, who holds, he holds that the middle measurement that we, Rabbi Yehuda had said before, applies horizontally. Rabbi Yossi says that applies vertically. And therefore he held that the Mizbeach is twice, the Mizbeach, the height is twice the width. According to Rabbi Yossi, the width is 5 by 5. The height is going to be 10. That's Machlekes number 3. That's what he held. Now, what does it mean, Shalish Amos Kamasai? That also remains to be explained. So again, 3 Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ritzvah was Mekodesh. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not. Second Machlekes is the dimensions horizontally of Mizbeach Nechoshes. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was 10 by 10. Rabbi Yossi holds it was 5 by 5.
And now we're talking Moshe.
We're talking Moshe Mizbeach, Mizbeach Nechoshes. The real Mizbeach, yes, the real Mizbeach Nechoshes.
So the real Mizbeach,
the original. And then, the third Machlekes is the height of the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, the height of the Mizbeach was 10. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 3. Shalish Amos, Koimosoi. And that's where we're up to. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, you, Rabbi Yossi, hold that how tall was the Mizbeach? It was 10 amas high. If it was 10 amas high, and the Kla'im are 5 amas, that's what he's bringing from the Pasuk here, but 5 amas, then what happens is, they're gonna be able to see I'm just gonna look over here, yeah. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, they engoiva hekaf hakloim shalchotzer ele heyamas, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, well, it turns out that the Kayan Gadol, or the Kayan, who's doing the avodah on the Mizbeach, is in full display. Right? Because he's 10 amas high, and the curtains around the courtyard are 5 amas high. So that's a, one second, so that's a kasha Rabbi Yehuda's asking on Rabbi Yossi, how could you hold like that? Avodah biyodah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the Mizbeach was 3 amas high, so fine, the curtains covered him, curtains which were 5 covered the 3 amas.
Two things. First of all, why is there a Mizbeach
that
we now ought to see the
Kayin
on the Mizbeach? Who said?
Where is that? Bezayin, it seems like it's a
Bezayin. Second,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, 10 amas, so I don't know like how any of this would solve it.
He's saying what? When he did the Avodah, everyone would see him anyways. When he was being mechanech mishkan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear. I didn't learn that it's a psul. It's just not appropriate. Yeah, it's like we find that the Gemara says chisal daitch sheisha karav l'gam mizbeach. Gemara says. Yeah. Yeah, I hear. I don't know. It seems like it's a bazillion. That's what it sounds like. So Rabbi Yehuda is asking that kashan Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is back to Rabbi Yehuda. V'alik for an emr v'eskali achotzer v'esmotach sharachotzer v'asher l'mishkan v'yamizbeach. We make a hekesh between the mizbeach and the mishkan. Ma mishkan yiramas, af mizbeach yiramas. He said to him, Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Yehuda, you're proving to me that the mizbeach had to be 3 amas tall, because otherwise the kohen would be seen. But I have a pasuk saying that it was 10 amas tall the mizbeach. Vayomer, and the pasuk says kloim chamesh esrei amo el hakosef, and then it says that the kloim were 15 amas by the entranceway. Now Rashi says here, man mishkan sar kloim lechatzos sviv of mukov goyva yud amas the hachi av goyva ksev yud amas erech hakerish. The height of the, I don't know if he takes out the word koim over here, the sheep. The height of the mizbeach, Yes. Yeah, the height of the Mishkan was the 10 amos, Rashi says, from the length of the Kroshim. So the Mizbeach as well has to be the same height as the Mishkan. Has to be 10 amos high. And then the Pasuk says that the Kloyim were 15 amos, meaning he's learning, Rabbi Yossi, again, and this is Machlekes number 4, is the size of the Kloyim. 15 amos high. And he's saying, even though the Pasuk says that the 15 amos height of the curtains were El HaKosef, which is by the entrance of the Mishkan, he's learning that that applies to the entire Chatzar. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi is answering both questions. He's saying that, firstly, I have a raya that the Mizbeach was 10 amos high from the fact that it's compared to the Kroshim of the Mishkan. And you're asking that the Avodah is on full display because the Kloyim were 5 amos high? No. I hold the Kloyim were 15 amos high. What's 15 minus 10? 5. So you have 5 amos, which is roughly, what, 12 feet or so? Of which the Kohen had privacy. So that's Rabbi Yossi's retort to Rabbi Yehuda. Unless you're a minute bull. I'm even yavin. Amal HaKosef. Umat Tamad Loimer He Amos. Oh, so what does it mean there were 5 amos claims? So he says, Misvasim Mizbeach Ulamailu. That means from the top of the Mizbeach up until the top of the Mishkan, the climb of the Mishkan, it was 5 amos in between, right? That's what we just said. It says, Umatam Alemur Shlesh Amos Koimosoi. So what does it mean, 3 amos was the height? That's Misfas Soivev Ulamailu. That's from going up from the Soivev Ulamailu. And Rashi goes through the Cheshon over here. Misfas Soivev Ad Mokam Akronis. Until the place of the Kronos, Lamata Himenu, Vav Amos, Vagayva Karen, Amo. Right, so that's going for the 3 Amos, Rashi says, that the Torah says, Sholish Amos Kamosi, from the Slaviv to the top. Now back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kigamir Xerishava, Barach Bahuda Gamir. Like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ravua, which says you measure from the center, he held that that's going regard to the horizontal measurements in the Mizbeach, not the vertical measurements. It's talking about Rach Bahu de Gamir, and that was the Machlekes. Frankly, Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hakom et Chazi Koyin. Frankly, Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can see the Koyin. Why? Because the Koyin, as the assumption of the height of a person, is 3 amas. So you have the Mizbeach being 3 amas tall, 5 amas curtains, and then plus the 3 amos of a person, what's the 3 plus 3? What's 6 minus 5? 1. So 1 amma of the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen, is exposed. So he's being seen.
It actually doesn't work that way, because the further you get away from the Mizbeach, right, you can't see him outside of Chasuk, right?
Mm.
Exactly. Because what? Because the guy's sitting standing on the ground.
Yeah, it looks smaller. It looks smaller.
No, the height of your roof, right? So how far it is from the street, right? So the further away you are from something.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach is in the middle of the chatzah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, what is it, 10 amos on each side.
How long? Yeah, well, how big was it?
You don't see a person with a foot above the height of the claim.
The question is who's seeing it exactly. Maybe it was the Zorim who were allowed to go into the Azara. Maybe it was them. They
in the
were.
Azara, that's not the problem. The problem is in the Chutz Klayim.
Is that the problem? Yeah.
Worried about that
side road. I hear. The Gemara sort of it. The Mishnah sort of it. Well, yeah, I hear. Yeah, I hear. That's a big problem. No. It's still maybe a bizoy. If it's a bizoy, it's still a bizoy. Ever the Gemara, Nihi de Koyim Chazi, Avoyed the Biyadul Amit Chazi. Oh, you're right, the person is 3 amas, but that's from the shoulders up, that's 1 ama. His hands doing the Avoyedah is seen below the Koyim. So you really have a pretty exact measurement over here as far as the Koyim being seen or not. And therefore, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, so let's just review the 4 things, okay? Again, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, whether the Ritzba was Mekudesh or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda it is, according to Rabbi Yossi it's not. Number two, the height of the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda it's 3, according to Rabbi Yossi it's 10. Number three, the Machlekes and the width. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's 10, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's 5. Okay? The height of the Kloyim, according to...
Just repeat that's the last one, the third Machlekes is what? Because if the Rabua, right, if it's...
Yes. The how wide it is, and it's based off of, if you use the Rabua, or Ravua, to make a Gzeir Shavit to the Ariel of Yechezkel, which everyone agrees was measured from the middle. Rabbi Yehuda says, we learn out from there, that you measure from the middle by the Mizbeach of the Nechoshes as well, which the Torah says was 5 by 5. 5 times 2 is 10. So it became 10 by 10, because the 5 by 5 measurement is from the middle.
And that is Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
And Rabbi Yossi says it was the original 5 by 5, but Rabbi Yehuda has this, wait a second. No, the one who says, there's the height and the width. So the one who says it by height doesn't say it by width.
That's right. So if you want to say it like this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach and Achleishis, the dimensions were 10 by 10 by 3. 10 by 10 by 3. That's not like we have in the Parsha sheets. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 by 10 by 5. Okay?
10 by 10 or 5 by 5 by
8? I'm sorry, 5 by 5 by 10.
By 10, 10, 10 height.
10 height. 5 by 5 by 10.
Okay, now talk about the Kloyim.
Oh, and the Shaila of the Kloyim is according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kloyim were 5, and according to Rabbi Yossi, they were 15.
Ayin says 5.
That's from the top of the Mizbeach, which Rabbi Yossi held was 10. 15 minus 10 is 5.
Right.
Got it?
Wow.
I wrote it down, so that's my
yeah, it must have been a copy.
No, I mean, that's much easier. Now I understand it.
My handwriting. Yeah.
Now I understand it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Now we can move. Baruch Tavid understands it, we can move. But we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Bishleim the Rabbi Yehuda, Haine Dichsev Kiddush. This is Rabbi Shmuel Aaron Shlita. What you were asking. I understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shlema HaMelech was Mekadosh L'Toich HaChotzer, because he needed it to serve as a Mizbeach. El Rabbi Yossi, my Kiddush. But according to Rabbi Yossi, why was he Mekadosh the Chotzer? He didn't need to make a Chotzer for a carbon. The Mizbeach was big enough, like we said. Should we go through the math from yesterday?
Go ahead. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was Amma by Amma.
No.
1,000.
You can bring 400,000.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 1 by 1, the Mizbeach and Achayshis, because again, he held that it was 5 by 5, and you take away the 4.
Right.
So it's 1 by 1, and you did 1,000.
You could bring 1,000 on that.
You could bring 1,000.
According to that math, the ratio would allow 400,000.
Because the Mizbeach of the Avonim, again, was 20 by 20.
Right.
Mizbeach Avonim was 20 by 20. If you do the math, so it was... I'm sorry. No, we're already making a mistake.
400,000 kavanas would be allowed to be able to bring.
Right.
So why was there a problem bringing 140,000?
Who are we going in? Rabbi Yossi now. We're going in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi held that the Mizbeach was 1 by 1, and you could do 1,000. So if you have something that's 20 by 20, you can do 400,000. So you don't need to.
Right.
Why is there a problem bringing 140,000?
Yes. And that's the most question right here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Cheshbon was good, because according to him, the Mizbeach and Achayshis, the width, according to Rabbi Yossi, the width of the Mizbeach was 10. So it comes out, the area in the middle that you can do Karbonis was 6 by 6, which is 36 squared. If you have 1,000 Karbonis on 36 squared, what's 400,000 divided by 36? It's about 11. So you can do 11,000 on the Mizbeach Avonim, but he did 142, so you needed to do the Chotzer. That's the Cheshbon from yesterday.
What was Mizbeach 20 by 20 instead of 32 by 32?
Well, first of all, we're talking about the area that you can burn the Karbonis. Okay, so that's very good. So Rashi, this is his opinion. Rashi in...
That's the whole thing, there was 37.
Yeah. You're right. Rashi quotes the Gemara that that's, we're going with the opinion that it was 20 by 20.
Usable area. Usable area, but I'm 32 by
20. Yeah, he's right, he's right. Yeah, yeah. That we threw in yesterday, Rashi. It's a minor detail that you have to keep that in mind. But that's the opinion we're going. Baruch Dov, you got the cheshbon?
Hold on, wait. My only problem is that the 20 by 20 by Schleimer, you're not reducing that the same way you reduce the 5 by 5. Right, don't you have to reduce the 20 by 20 also? The 20 by 20
it's after the reduction. It's after the reduction.
It's 24 by 24.
No, wait, that's another thing.
Even if you take away the mockum of that, you have the width ability for 200,000 kumaras, even 140. It's almost three times the amount. So even if you take away those areas, you'll still be way more than 140,000. Still don't need the rest of it.
No, but the question is, let's say in Rabbi Yehuda, right?
You're right.
The truth is, it's semantics. Even if you go with it being 24 by 24, but the 20 by 20 is after the reduction. That's after the reduction.
Well, you have to see the pasuk.
All right, that's where I stop. Okay, good. So that's the Gemara's kasha. All right, good. We're all holding very Baruch Hashem. The Gemara's kasha is that according to Rabbi Yaisi, he wouldn't even be Mekash Lechotzer. Mar says a very interesting teretz here. Mar says, El Rabbi Yaisi, my Kiddush? L'hamid bom Mizbeach. There was a Kiddush over here to be Maim in the Mizbeach. Look at Rashi. Meshani Kitshe L'shem Azor L'hamid bom Mizbeach Avon. Pelatzum. Because, why? Because, what are you? You're being Mekash the Azor. The Azor means, for example, did you have to be Mekadosh Yazor to be Maimed the Kier? Did you have to be Mekadosh Yazor the Hechel to be Maimed the Shulchan? You make the Azor into the Azor. Once it has Kedushas Azor, you can put the Mizbeach over there. You can put the Kier over there. What is this special Kiddush? Mishkarov, yeah, Mishkarov asked this question. Right, that we spoke about. That there's two different Kiddushes.
The floor plates were in Davi.
Right, so this needs a little bit of an explanation, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that was the Kiddush. It wasn't the Teicha Chotzer to be Makriv on the Ritzpah, rather it was there to be Maimon in his bath. Bishleim of the Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Dichsiv Kotten. Back to the other question. I can understand according to Rabbi Yossi, right, because again, this is Aryeh Gibber's question, that according to Rabbi Yossi, where it says, the Torah, the Pasuk, sorry, says that it wasn't enough, the Mizbeach on the Chayshis was not enough to do it, so he had to be Mekadosh the Mizbeach. Like we said, talking about the Mizbeach and the Chayshis, it was too small, so we had to use a bigger Mizbeach. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, no, that's what the Gemara is addressing now. According to Rabbi Yossi, the original Mizbeach was too small, according to Rabbi Yossi, and to do the Karbonis of today, of the inauguration of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash, so you used the Mizbeach of the Avonim. And that's what it means, Kiddush Teicha Chotzer, to be Maimed the Mizbeach Avonim, so that you can be Markev the Karbonis on it. Instead of using the old one, because the old one could fit 1,000, but not 142.
So it was still around and still in use.
Still around, still in use until that day, until that very day. That's right. Like we were saying, yeah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, but El Rabbi Yehuda, my cotton. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? The Mizbeach HaNechoshes, is talking about the, what does it mean that it was cotton? You had enough room. That's the kasha. You had enough room to do it. That's the kasha. El Rabbi Yossi, my Kiddush, El Rabbi Yehuda, my cotton. What does it mean it was too small? Hachikamar, Mizbeach, this is what we're saying. Mizbeach Avonim, Sha'asa Shloim, Tachas, Mizbeach Anachoshes, cotton Havi. The Mizbeach Avonim, which Shloim made instead of the Mizbeach Anachoshes, that was too small. Right, that's what it means. It was too small, and therefore you had to be again be mekadosher. So really, we're just repeating.
Based on the whole question,
exactly. That's we're just repeating what we said this yesterday, and that's why again, that's why it's to be mekadosher the toichur ritzpah. Oh, now really, the machlekes boils down, or a big part of the machlekes boils down to where do we learn the fact that you measure from the center? Do you learn it from the mizbeach of Yecheskel, or do you learn it out from the mizbeach of Pnimi? So b'mai pliki, what are they arguing with? Mar savar donin chutz mechutz, ve'ein donin kli, ve'ein donin chutz mipnim. One opinion holds that we learn out chutz mechutz, this is Rabbi Yehuda, you learn out from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, from the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Yechezkel. But you don't learn out from the Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Again, we're learning out from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the height is twice the width. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't do that because I only learn the Mizbeach HaChitzon from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, not Mizbeach HaPnimi. Umar Savar, done in Kli Mikli, they ain't done in Kli Mi Binyan. He holds you only learn out a kli from a kli, but you don't learn out a kli from a binyan. Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't learn out from. I'm sorry. Let me just get the cheshen correct over here. I got mixed up. Kli mikli. Rashi says mizbeach anachoshes, mizbeach hazov kelim hay. Right, but you don't learn out from the mizbeach achitzim. The mizbeach anachoshes. We're not going to learn out from Yechezkel because that mizbeach of Yechezkel was a mizbeach abanim. That was a binyan. Mizbeach Nechayshis Vaistois, Moshe Rabbeinu had the halachic status of a kli. And therefore you learn it out, Rabbi Yossi says, you learned it out from Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is also a kli.
It wasn't
right, it wasn't Mechubr. What, the Mizbeach HaBonim wasn't?
No, the
Mizbeach Nechayshis yeah, wasn't Mechubr, right. That's a kli, maybe that's what makes it a kli, yeah. Okay. Now, by the way, we brought in this whole thing, why? Because we had a kasha. We had a kasha that Rav said that Mizbeach Shenifkam is possible, and then we asked that from the, we asked that the Mizbeach Shenekam Akhtir and Khtayas bin Plainway. We see that if you lose the Mizbeach, you could do at least Mizbeach HaPnimi, you could be Makhtir the Khtayas. And it's Makhtir. And the Gemara asked, therefore the same thing. If the Mizbeach was Nifkam, or it's not around, you were Nekar, it was Nekar, you should also be allowed to use its makam for the damim, for the zvachim, the karbonis, and therefore why is mizbeach shenifkam posel? That was the Gemara's question, to which Rav said there's a chilek between zvachim and tyrus, right? Damim is different. Damim is different, and this is where we're bringing it. Amar Rava, by the Rabbi Yehuda b'damim. We're bringing an analogy to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Ritzpah has a din of a Mizbeach, he agrees that you still can't do a Zrika on the Ritzpah. We're going to say the same thing as well. Even though, technically, you could do Ketiris in the Makam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you cannot do the Damim in the Makam of the Mizbeach, similar to the way Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ritzpah cannot be used as a place for the Mizbachim, even though you could technically do Shechita or Haktar over there. You can't do Damim. You can't do Damim. And this is where we bring a proof from that. Amar Rava, Maidu Rabbi Yehuda B'damim, Titanyu, Linton Abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, says when they were shechting the Korban Pesach, it was full of blood all over the place. What he would do is, yeah, Kais Echa, knee deep, Kais Echa Hoyim Mamali Midama Taruvis, right, Kimedubber, Vishaychai Al Gabi Mizbeach. He would take, all the blood was mixed up from all the karbonis there, he would take one kais and take it and pour it on the mizbeach, because maybe, in all the hustle and bustle over there, one of the kayanim dropped the blood and there was never a zrika on one of the karbonis, so he'd take from the dam of the taruvis and do a zrika because it has a mixture of all the dam. Nor says, yishbilo, it's all tali, it's not, nor sugya. But that's what he would do. But what do you see? Zokti demara. Visakatai. No. After it fell in the kli. After it fell in the kli.
And how does he have a machshava about who the bialim is and what the purpose is?
Stam lishma l'chayra.
Yeah. Obviously, we've been assuming it's Korban Pesach. Is that?
No, that's what that is the case.
Not an assumption. They didn't check anything else at that time? Oh, you mean that there's other...
Yeah, I'm not sure what took place in the Beis HaMikdash of Pesach, if there was room for someone, you know, bringing his carbon oil with it. Today, don't bring your carbon chattas today. There's not enough room. I don't know if there was enough room for... But there's always that guy who shows up, you know? That guy who shows up in his carbon chattas. Okay. Frankly, Gemara, Visaka Daitach Sav Rabbi Yehuda Kula Azor Mikdasha, how is Havida Le Mitzvase? Frankly, Gemara, if you're going to hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Azora, like he said, is Kaddish, the Dam already had his Rika. Because it fell on the floor, and the floor is a mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. No. Really, you can do a zrika on the ritzpa. And Mimela, by our case also, you'd be able to do a zrika in the makam ha-mizbeach, and therefore we have a problem, an original problem. Why'd you need to do another shvicha over there? Because Dilma Mishum Ksavar Shvicha Mikach other Beinon. Because we held that, yes, maybe the dam spilled and it fell on the floor, which is a mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that still would not be considered a shvicha. Or a zrika. Because it didn't come Mikach Adam, it fell, it dropped. Yeah, and like maybe it wasn't intended, you know, something like that. So nibi mishvicha mikach adam. So imkain zokti gemara, if that's true, nishkalei v'nishbuchlei aduchte. If you're going to hold it, if Yehuda still holds, you can do a zrika on the ritzpa. The problem though is only koyach adam. So let him take it and do it right then and there. You have to bring it to the mizbeach. Zokti gemara v'dil mishum devina mitzvah min amuchar. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the ritzpa is a din of a mizbeach, but it's not min amuchachilu that you should do it over there. Right, it's
I mean, you're talking about a place where the mizbeach is not there. The shvesach are not talking about mitzvah.
No. No. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the mizbeach is there. We're just applying that to our case.
Every Pesach.
This is by Erev Pesach. Yeah.
You see Pesach Kasha? And by the Rabbi Yehuda Dami.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk about that. Yeah. But so the Gemara, maybe you missed the Mukhra, and therefore we don't have a Raya again, so now we're sort of left without a Raya that you can't do. So that's what Taisa is saying here. In fact, Taisa is good. Rabdava brings up. Taisa says, "My job Yehuda b'dam and tema, Maika salka daitach meikara, but karen b'vuah b'yisoid ma'akvin." In Taisa, how will you have a havamina that you can do a zrika on the ritzpa? Or Zrika on the Mizbeach. That was Nifgan. Not Revua. And in the case of a Ritzvah, there's no Yisoid. Right? So how would you have a Habamina?
It has to be on the wall anyway. Right? Where is it?
Well, the Chatas.
Is it the Korban Pesach? Where was it done there?
No. This is Stam a question on doing it on the Ritzvah. That, the Pesach, fine, Pesach, they would do it over there, but how could Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is a Habamina, that Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to do a Zrika on the Ritzvah, because he held it has Kedushas Mizbeach. How would you be able to do a Zrika? Zrika needs Yisoid, it needs Makam Kronis, or whatever it is, or it has to be on the wall, and those things are Ma'akiv. So the Pelatzumo that the Brisk Rav asks on his Taisvis is that, very good. That's an equal in the Mizbeach. But the Ritzvah is something else. The Ritzvah, when you have a din Yisoid, it's Ma'akiv. The Ritzvah is a different type of Mizbeach.
It's an alternative
Zrika.
And you don't need all these requirements.
And you don't need when you have to build a house, like you need a gutter. But if you're building a table, you don't need a gutter. Either gutter is Ma'akiv.
Yeah.
The gutter is Ma'akiv in a house, not on a table. So what was the spectasis? Brisk Rav's kasha. So l'chora, Brisk Rav, I don't know, I don't remember the answer, but I think maybe this is what he answered. But like Jonathan said, Vice does that the din Yisoy that you need by a Zrika is not just the din and the binyan of the Mizbeach. It's the din and the Zrika. The Zrika needs the Yisoy. The Zrika, if you look at the Lashon HaTosfos, right, they're ma'akiv. Well, I had a girsa here. I thought there was a girsa.
Well,
yeah. Well, he doesn't say it in this place. It's my mistake. Either there's one. Right. There's two dinim.
Of course,
there's two dinim. That's why I'm a stupid Brisk Rav said this. There's two dinim. One din is that the mizbeach needs to have a yisoy, but there's also a din that there's a din in the zrika. So, if the Zrika needs the Yisoyah, and the Zrika needs to be Baravua, and the Zrika needs for it to be on something that has a Karen, or has to be done on a Karen, you don't have that by a Ritzvah. How would you ever think that a Ritzvah could be used for Zrika? Maybe that's a Pshat Taisus. Okay, very good. Amar Rabbi Lozer. Mizbeach another day. Mizbeach shenifgam inoichlem begina shiori mincha. If the Mizbeach gets damaged, you're now allowed to eat. Beginoy is an interesting word. Rashi says b'shviloi, You can't use the mizbeach to allow you to eat the remaining of the remainders of a mincha, shiori mincha. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'chlu ha-matzos etzla mizbeach. It says they shall eat the matzos by the mizbeach. That's talking about the carbon mincha. In fact, the Gemara v'chi etzla mizbeach achlua. Did they actually eat them? They have to eat next to the mizbeach. You can eat the mincha throughout the azor. It doesn't have to be next to the mizbeach. Ella, what does it mean? Bizman shu shalim, bizman shu chaser. That you're only allowed to eat the karbonis, the shiori mincha, when the mizbeach is shalim, but not when it is chaser.
They had a thing about karbonis yesterday as well.
No, that was by the shechita.
No, but the karbonis are two, and you can't eat from them either, no?
Yeah, but let's say here it was shechted, it had his rika, and then the mizbeach was nifkam. Here?
Yeah, that wasn't there. So they did say you can't eat it. So what?
You didn't, you can't eat it.
Do you need ibur tzura?
Oh, you need ibur tzura. Great question. I don't know. Is it a psoa guf? I don't think it'd be a psoa guf, yeah.
So you can't eat the scraper right away?
What?
So you can start it right away?
No. You would need ibur tzura.
You're not going to need ibur tzura.
You would need ibur tzura, because it's not a psoa guf. Interesting, yeah, that's what I would say. Mani is daiti. Yeah, so this is the din of the achila. Kache kachim menolin. How do I know that kache kachim, let's say basar of chatos, would have the same halacha? Tamlemer kodesh kodoshim kache kachoshim. It says the word kache kachim. Rashi says, this is Zera Shava, the kodesh kodoshim, yalfi me adodi. Two words. It says by mincha kache kachim, and it says by kache kachim, kache kachim, kodesh kodoshim he. So we'll make zero shabbat. Kachim kalim minola minayin. How do we know kachim kalim? You cannot eat kachim kalim. Now again, where were kachim kalim eaten? They were eaten outside the Beis Hamikdash.
Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. But still, there's going to be a psul by stois of eating it when there's no mizbeach. And there, now we're going to bring the next few lines here is going to bring the source for this. Amar Abaya, the source for this, that kachim kalim can't be eaten when the mizbeach was nifkam. Asu midrashad Rabbi Yosi. We're learning now from the drash of Rabbi Yosi. Tanya learned in a brayso. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Gimel Dvarim Bishum Gimel Zakein. Rabbi Yosi said three things in the name of three elders. Here's one of them. Rabbi Shmuel Yomer Rabbi Shmuel says Yochel Yale Odem Meisur Shein Yerushalayim Yechlinu Bezman Hazeh. You might think that a person Taka has the Iber Meisur. You take Meisur Sheini to Yerushalayim and you eat it. You might think you have to eat it Bezman Hazeh without redeeming it. Rashi says, because it has Kedushas Yerushalayim. Yechlenu b'zman hazeh. V'dinu. However,
you can eat it, you must eat.
You can. You don't have to. You could always be poided. You could always be poided.
So the question is, do we have a heter without a mizbeach eating?
That's correct. That's correct. And you have to also say that we hold that there is Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni b'zman hazeh. Right? Which means that the Kedushas Ha'aretz wasn't bodily. As Rashi said. So you might think that you have Meisr Sheni today. That is, again, full Kedushas Meisr Sheni. You can take it up to the Beis HaMikdash to eat. Bidinu, I would maybe learn it out from a limud. Bechor toen havoas mokum. A Bechor needs to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash 100%, we know, because it's a carbon. It has to be brought. You have to be makrim. And Ma'aser also needs to be brought, at least Yerushalayim, to be eaten. Let's make a mamatzin who's saying, just like a bechor can only be eaten, or done, sorry, can only be performed in Ma'akrov, it can only be done, obviously, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see. Af Ma'aser eina el b'fnei habayis. Zofik mar ma'al bechor shekein to'an ma'an dom ve'emur l'gam mizbeach. You're learning out from a Bechor, a Ma'amatzinu. Ma'aser could be in Yerushalayim. Bechor, of course, needs a Beis HaMikdash, needs a Mizbeach. Needs to be, have it around at least. Because, it has to be Shechted. Has to have Emurim. Has to have a Zrika. So, of course. Bechor not. Bechor, unless it identifies itself as a Bechor. Zog Gemara, Bikurim Yachichu. Bikurim are a proof of the otherwise. Because Bikurim, they need havas makam, even though there's no matan dal mevei murim. And what is the din, right? Because You bring it to the Mizbech, and you bring it to the Kohanim, they do the whole ceremony. It's the Tan of Avos Mokum. Yeah, you have to bring it there. You have to bring it there, yeah. Zok to Gemara, Ma'ala Bikurim Shekein Tu Nanocha. No, Viper. You can't tell me that Bikurim needs a Mizbeis HaMikdash, even though there's no Shemak Domine Murim. But it still needs to be brought next to the Mizbech, and needs Hanocha against the Mizbech. Right? Yeah, it's a Din Hanocha. Talmud Loimar. So at this point, what do we have? L'chayru, we should have a mamatzinu with a tzav hashoga. Because Bechor doesn't need Hanocha, and yet it still is only brought at the time of there's a Beis HaMikdash. Ma'al Bechor, that needs Ma'an Domine Murim Gam Mizbeach. Bikurim is Yechiach. So we should L'chayru learn out from Bikurim and Bechor that, which again, don't exist when there's no Beis HaMikdash, doesn't exist with Ma'an Zahed, there's no Din. That should apply also to Meister, we should learn that from the Mamad Sinu. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says we have a drasha. Tamulem Rav Avesim Shama Leisechem Zivchechem. The whole pasuk there lists all the, and then says also the Eismas Leisechem. It's Makish Meister to the Karbonis. Makish Meister to the Bechor. Ma Bechor Eino Elo Bifnei Abayis. Af Meister Eino Elo Bifnei Abayis. Right, the Gemara Ben Hadadina. You should have a Mamad Sinu. Well, why don't you learn it out from Mamad Sinu? Beneisi B'mei Atzad. Right? Yishum deikal mifrach, because you can have a pircha. Mal atzad ha-shovash ben, shekin yesh behem tzad, mizbeach. You're right. Each one doesn't have what the other one has, but they both are common that they have a tzad mizbeach. There's a, you have to bring it at, either rested on the mizbeach, or do a zrik on the mizbeach. Ma'is ha-sheni, it's hotnish with the mizbeach. There's no shaykhis. So you couldn't bring it b'ma atzad, and therefore you have to bring a drasha, a posach. Zog digmur. Ma'ikasora. Now let's analyze this then. We come out, that a Bechor can only be brought Bizman is a Beis HaMikdash and a Mizbeach and Meister Sheni, we're learning out the same thing. Now my Kesavah, what does this Tana hold? Rabbi Shmuel, who's the one who said it. He Kesavah, Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shaita, Kedusha Lassad Lavoi. If you're going to say that the Kedusha Rishayna, the original Kedusha, had a Kedusha that was permanent, even Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, Afilu Bechor Nami, that a Bechor should be brought Bizman Hazeh. Rashi says, wait, look at Rashi. Afilu Bechor Nami, Afilu Bechor Yakru B'yoichel, the Haman Islay Kitchu L'Shaitu L'Yosad Lovay, Islay Shemakriv V'Nafal Pishayin Bayis. Now, L'Chayra, you're right. What happened to the Mizbeach? L'Chayra, you'd have to build the Mizbeach.
We're talking about the Bayis, not the Mizbeach.
Yeah, you'd have to build the Mizbeach, because otherwise it's the Mizbeach Shenitkan.
That's what they want to do, Bizman Hazeh.
This is long Taisus over here. This long Taisus discusses, you have to have a Mizbeach, Beis Chonyo, how do we pass in Kedushah L'Shaitz V'Yisot Zalava, you're not. Is it totally in Kedushah Sa'aretz? That's this big Taisus over here. Some of the Oilem has time, they could learn through it.
It only takes care of the Bayis, only takes care of the Mokum, it doesn't take care of the Bayis. And you have to bring it, obviously, it's on the studio to bring
that. Yeah. And what happened, there also is an issue of Kedem Psichas Dalsa Sehechel, that Taisus addresses over here. Maybe. Taisus addresses that point as well. That's all these Taisus in. Jonathan, you have some time today? We can go through these Taisus in. You have 6 or 7 hours?
It's a beautiful Taisus, Klishan has said. Beautiful Taisus. It also relates to what you said before. Is it a psul in the Zrika? Is it a psul in the Shechita or is it a psul in the carbon itself? Now, the Shlomim Shesh. Bizman Hazeh, Yechai Vishem Shchut Echutz, even though there's no Dalsas, only though there's no Dalsas Ahechol.
Right.
So if it's a psul in the Shechita, that's one thing. And so it's one thing. If it's just a psul, that you don't have it, then it's applicable. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Well, there's no Hechol. That's right. What Taisus is dealing with over here. Rebbe discussed this at length.
Because there's a din of Imola Yerdu.
There is no din of Imola Yerdu. So yeah, Rebbe discussed this Taisus. Rebbe went to town.
I don't even know where I should start. It's so big.
You can't get out of it. You can't. You can't forget it.
Okay, maybe. So maybe we'll do a little research into some of the parts of the Taisus.
Thursday night.
Thursday night. You look Tosfos Pivego. Okay, all right, but we're learning Daf Yomi, so we'll have to learn the Daf. So if you hold Kusha Rishonah Kishon Shaita Kishon Lasa Lava, you should be able to bring a Bechor, because Rashi says, Machriven Af Bishem Bayis. But this Brisa says clearly that you can't bring a Bechor. Be'ikasavar Loike Shalasa Lava, Afilu Bechor Nami Taboy. So if this Brisa holds that Loike Shalasa Lava, so you should have the same Shaila Rashi explains by a Bechor, where you shechted and you did the Zrika and everything before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now you have Bechara, Basar of a Bechara to eat. Can you eat it or can you not eat it? You should have the same question. Bechara, the Achil of the Basar of the Bechara also could be eaten in Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni. So why are you going to Maaser Sheni? It's the same Shiloh by a Bechara in this scenario. Yeah. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, I don't have like Kitcher. Really, he always like Kitcher lost his love. Aye, so that's the same Shiloh by a Bechara. He says by a Bechor it's Pashat. We're talking about a Bechor that had a Zrika before the Chorban Abayis. Can you imagine thinking of a case like this? Who's thinking about eating the Basar? She's at the Torah.
The Babylonians are pounding on the walls with their...
And you're sitting there with your steak sandwich. But you see the Torah is the Milam and even from the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Milam and everything. Halacha, what's the Halacha? Yeah, the Bechor Shin Israel, like we said, by Karen B'Avna, same thing. Bechor of Abayas, and the Bayas was destroyed, Vadayim Sarakayim, you still have the Basar. What's the Halacha? There, there's a Hekish of the Basar to the Dam. Rashi brings a Pasuk for this. So by a Bechor, it's Pasha to us, that if there's no Mizbeach, there's no Mizbeach, there's no Mizbeach, you're not allowed to eat it because there's a hekesh tadam. The question is, if Maaser Sheni also is like a Bechor. Vasi Maaser v'yavach mi Bechor, and that's why we bring a drasha of Aves and Shama, that Maaser is hukash to Bechor.
The Mizbeach.
Right. It's a hekesh.
It was mamash operational
until
that
day.
I mean, the
chiddush is that that's what he's thinking about, you know.
What did you do at that place? Saying
you,
chaos.
You run.
You give it to the Babylonians so they don't kill you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who's thinking about this stuff? I'm saying, you see the Torah. The Torah is even greater than the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeshiva Bokhum could think about it because they weren't fighting.
You see the gallows of that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can't learn it out. Because you're learning out what? You're learning out dam of the Bechor from Basar. Sorry, Basar from the dam, and then you're learning from the Basar of the Bechor to Maaser. It's two steps. So Maaser Dagan Chulanu. Maaser, which we're learning out to, is Chulin. That's considered Chulin. Heni Chalaman Yavar Basar Lamed. That makes sense if you're going based off of what is learned out. But if you go based on the source where you're learning from, Michael and Amar, you're learning from Hektish. And for the Gemara, Damu Basar Chodemilsi, the din, that the Basar is only around when there's Dam, like when there's a Mizbeach, that's one din. That's not a Hektish of Basar to Dam. It's one din that the Korban has to have a Mizbeach. Part of the Korban is the Basar, part of the Korban is the Dam. So it's not a two steps. But the point of all this is now, is to say now, that we see that Kachim Kalin need a Mizbeach, just like a Bechor has a din, the Basar of the Bechor is like the Dam of the Bechor, the other Karbanis, like Kachim Kalin, are going to have the same din, and are going to have the Halacha that you need a Mizbeach, and that's the source. Stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.